We talked about New Jersey schools and reopening earlier. I just want to expand on this topic a bit more. This past Tuesday, the governors of Texas and Mississippi called, come out, wherever you are. They reopened their respective states 100%. That includes eliminating all face mask mandates. Good idea? Bad idea? Well, we'll know in about a month, I figure. Just remember, when it comes to the coronavirus statistics in those two states, what the now is, when it becomes the then. And also keep in mind that, as of this past Wednesday, from what I could figure out, only 6% of the people in Texas have received any coronavirus vaccine in the procedure. The first shot, second shot, both shots. Reopening, of course, includes all schools, which is something a growing number of parents certainly want, and an increasing number of teachers and their unions don't want. Well, the fact is that children do not transmit the virus. Sort of glossing over the fact that adults do. Teachers, administrators, cafeteria workers, custodians, these people need to be vaccine priorities in all states. As I just mentioned, those people in New Jersey can start getting the vaccine on March 15th. And as that idea is put into place, there's a school district in Southern California which set up a procedure for kids to attend school. They're directed to go online each morning, answer a few simple questions, and if they pass, they can print up a permission slip to enter the school. That permission slip includes, it's called a QR code. You know, that's a little square box that has all that jumbled ink in it. Looks like a Rorschach test. Okay, now you know what I'm talking about there. Well, that did not go over well with Laura Ingraham on Fox News and her guest when I was watching the other night, Dr. Scott Atlas. You remember Dr. Atlas. He was a Trump COVID-19 advisor, even though he has zero medical experience when it comes to viruses. They actually both referred to this idea as literally the biblical mark of the beast, which that's become the game plan of Fox News and primetime. Have each host select a person, a group, or belief that's coming to get you. How's that working out? We get the latest ratings. CNN, Fox News Channel, they actually split the primetime ratings title in February. Fox News won among total viewers. CNN took first place among the 25-54 age group. That's the demographic that advertisers really like to get a connection with. Looking at some of the breakdowns, Fox News Channel's total audience was 2.473 million. This is in prime time. That led all cable networks. MSNBC behind them with 2.2 million and CNN with 1.7 million. Now in that 25-54-year-old demo, the batting order was CNN, Fox, and MSNBC. Individual shows, speaking of MSNBC, Rachel Maddow's show was the most watched show in prime time, 3.5 million viewers. Mother Tucker Carlson, just behind her at 3.4. Hannity, How the Mighty Have Fallen, 2.9 million. The Five also with just about 2.9 million. And MSNBC's The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell at 2.5 million. Always say look at the trends though. In polls, surveys, TV ratings even, in prime time, CNN's viewership, year to year, February 20 versus February 2021, CNN's primetime viewership was up 61%. MSNBC up 23%. Fox News down 30%. Now if you look at that money demographic, 25-54 year olds, CNN year to year up 39%, MSNBC up 7%, Fox down 38%. And if you place value in trends, and none of that is good news for Fox News, they've recently, if you've been watching, made some pretty significant schedule changes. If those don't bail the water out of the boat, look for a lot more. How about this? How about making that new talking head they have, Kayleigh McEnany? How about giving her the last actual news hour at 6 p.m.? See how that works out.